kind of gave me the brochure in Chicago about the topic for the first study group of this series. And it says, what Science of Mind says about will, focus, and choice. So my brain goes off, you know, what's the difference between will, focus, choice, intention? And I got so distracted on the words that I really never came up with the answers. So I thought, well, I'm going to let that go, and I'm going to speak about the topic that is, it's just one of the most powerful topics I know, the power of intention. And I listened while I was away on my tour. I listened to Wayne Dyer give his whole special presentation on intention. His latest book is on intention. And I made lots of notes, and I thought, wow, I got all this stuff. But, you know, I lost that. I didn't figure out what these words, you know, the difference between the words. And so I thought, well, I got to trust the process. If the words are important to you, then you'll hear them in what I say. And if you don't hear them, that's okay too. I'm not making a special effort to define each word. When I come to the power of intention, I go back to Gary Zukav. This book is 15 years old. It's available in bookstores everywhere. It is the clearest exposition of intention that I know of. And I always go back to it. No matter how it's rephrased by other people, this for me is the golden word on intention. And so a lot of what I share, I'm going to read out of here, simply because the words he uses, I want to get right. But and because if I was coming from my own experience, I would be done in 1 minute. I would say the power of intention, the most powerful force, and it works in my life, and that's it. That's what I've got to say. Intention works for me. Intention is focused thought that puts you in the driving seat of creation. It's not the creative power that's God, but it is the channel. And so with our intentions, we're right up there up front deciding where we're going to go. I guess that's the choice bit. A thought, as we all know, well, everything in the universe is energy, and a thought is energy. And an intention, in my mind, is focused thought. Mm-hmm. So to the degree we can focus a thought, we can be powerful creators. And somebody gave me the picture of a meteor with the tail of the meteor, and it's the tail that sends it rushing onwards, gives it the energy to keep it rushing onwards. Not quite sure how she explained that with intention, but I guess intention is that which directs us onwards. It's so different from a desire, a fantasy, a desire. Intention is when we at some level of our being say, I'm going to do B, C, have that. It's when we become totally in alignment with having or being or doing or seeing whatever it is. It's a decision made in consciousness. It's not a mental decision, so it's not a decision made by the will. It's a decision made at the cellular level of our being. A thought is energy. A thought is an energy form. No form exists without consciousness. There is light, and there is the shaping of light by consciousness. This is creation. Our thoughts, as they become intentions, create in our lives. Gary says here, an intention is not only a desire, it is the use of our will. So there's the W word, if you wanted it. He also says, if you're not aware of all of your intentions, the strongest one will win. If at the deepest cellular level of our being we have conflicting intentions, the stronger one will win out. He's talking about being a whole personality, and the light that flows through a whole personality is focused into a single beam. Its intentions are powerful and effective. It becomes a laser-phase coherent beam of light, a beam in which every wave particle enforces every other. So what I get is that intention is like a phase coherent beam of light, and it brings everything into alignment with itself. So whatever my intention is, if my intention is to be here, then everything that needs to happen for me to be here will take place, and I will be here. Intention set into motion processes that affect every aspect of your life. This is supposed to be a 5-minute sharing out of personal experience. And I can say that, first of all, I get intuitive guidance. And then out of that comes my intentions. And out of my intentions comes the life I've created for myself. When I sit here and look around, I've done pretty well. I've created a wonderful spiritual family for myself. I might have come to the end here. Well, I'll end with a little Gary, because it's just confirming how I began. I said intention is focused thought that puts us in the creative driving seat. And he says, intentions shape light. They set light in motion. Each intention, anger, greed, jealousy, compassion, understanding, sets energy in motion, sets patterns of light in motion, and physical matter is the densest or heaviest level of light. If we're setting light in motion and physical matter is a dense level of light, then our intentions are powerful enough to create physical reality in our life, as well as, psychological reality, good things in how we feel. It can create tangibles in our life, tangible physical things. So my experience of intention is that it's absolutely where it's at. Absolutely where it's at. I came back from 6 weeks away with a sort of loose plan for my future. In a few years, I'm going to give myself a year and make a journey. And I'm going to write a book of that journey. However, I want to share with you, it's a loose plan up here. It's not yet an intention. You'll know when it's an intention. You'll probably be waving me goodbye on the road or the airport or my motorbike or whatever it is. It's just a thought. But I think I've done my 5 minutes. I passed to Gail.
Thank you.
Well, trust me, 5 minutes. When I accepted or volunteered to do this, I was really troubled, because if I had to look at it from Gail talking to everyone about intentions, it's like it ain't gonna happen. Because, you know, I just find a lot of things in my life, just although I pen it out and I want it to happen, it just doesn't work out. So who am I to talk about intentions? But then I realized, obviously after talking with Connie also, and she had given me her perspective, I decided, you know, being on the panel actually sort of throws you immediately into that creative process. Because now you've aligned yourself in a way of thinking, and that's what I want. I wanted to put myself into that mode to overcome the thoughts that I have within that says it ain't happening. And I wanted it to be something more positive. And that's where I found myself focusing, is on thoughts. You know, I know it's will, and I know it's choice, and I know it's focus. But I really loved what Reverend Hillary said this morning. Focused thought. And that's pretty much where I'm going to start. Actually, I wrote some really neat notes, and when I got into the car, I realized I forgot my notes. So I stayed in the parking lot just for a few minutes, and I guess that's why I was a little bit late, trying to get some thoughts together, and these are a result of my thoughts. But I would start somewhere. I'm thinking that our thoughts, thinking, actually is like the life support for experience, for existence. I mean, nothing happens without a thought. It starts here, it starts as an idea, it starts just within. It comes from within. And although we are so different, although we have so many different goals and we are so diverse, whatever and wherever we are right now is as a result of our thoughts. You know, I've heard the statement, and I can't remember who said it, but it says, you know, as a man thinks, so is he. And all these little statements started coming to me, and I just sat back and thought, well, if it is that as a result of my thought, my experiences evolve, then it must mean that I must channel my thoughts, and channel the type of thoughts that I would want to create or to see created or to see manifested in my life. And so that's where I'm thinking that, okay, so if I'm going to think good thoughts, then where do these thoughts come from? It absolutely comes from a source. And this source is the eternal source, the source that is all energy, all spirit, the source that is all wise. It knows it all. And if it knows it all, and I'm part of this source, then I too am totally intelligent. I am all wise. I have the power to do it all. And guess what? It's within. Everything that I want is within. I would share, I'm telling you guys, you got to come to Evensong. Evensong is a wonderful, wonderful experience. And I'm sharing this only because Reverend Hillary guided us into meditation after Connie created a wonderful space, a wonderful uplifting space, and Reverend Hillary guided us into concentrating on what we want to happen in our lives. And here it is that I'm thinking, you know, she invited us to have whoever, see whoever, or just to be and have the answers come to us. And I'm like, yes, I'm so glad I came to Evensong, because now I get the answers. Something always happens when I come to Evensong. And I just relaxed and said, okay, this is the answer. And I had all these wonderful things I wanted happened in my life. And then the voice, a very eternal voice came to me and said, I am not my body. And whatever I need is already in existence. And I knew that. I knew it. But I am not my body resounded. Up to now, it still resounds. And because I was in that frame of mind, you know, at the end of the meditation, I just couldn't even stay seated. I had to stand because I found that I needed somewhere solid to put my foot. It was so ethereal that I was just out there, and it came so real to me that my source, I am the source, I am in the source. And so that's where I'm coming from, with the thoughts that I have is the same thoughts that has created us all, the same thoughts that creates the little flower that gives no thought of where it's going to get its next petal from, is the same source of my thought. And I'm not following this, but just to share with you that the thoughts that we carry is the thoughts that will manifest in our lives, and the more predominant ones are the ones that are going to happen. The focused ones, as Reverend Hillary said, are the thoughts that's going to dictate our lives. And what happens if we don't focus? Then we have all the thoughts that we've been brought into this world, which we call like race thoughts, or just thoughts that are hanging around our existence. And that's going to carry us. But we have to remember, as one person said last week, that she was here by default. And default to me meant that it was just that beautiful well-being, that when things don't happen and doesn't work out to how she wanted it, she still came because there was a source of well-being that dictated her life. And we have to remember that there is a source of eternal wanting goodness for our lives. And with this goodness, we just have to trust, and we just have to hold on and have that faith that even if we don't have a plan, even if we don't have that intention, that focused thought, that this goodness, this well-being continues to be well-being in our lives, and just trust that it works out. And just before we leave, I just kind of came up with a couple things. A couple things that are what will happen? What happens, let's say, doesn't work out? And as I told you about the trusting, you have to let go of the resistance. Let go of wanting it to go your way. Now, obviously, you have to see it and you have to know it. And you have to know that this is what my long-term vision is. But how it happens is sometimes we have to let go of that. And and the resistance sometimes comes in the form of guilt, I don't deserve it, or of doubt, of shame, of wherever you find that things not working out, just let it go and say and trust that the eternal well-being will bring me back to it. It's never going anywhere. Letting go of control, having the faith, keeping our eyes on the goal, keeping our eyes for what we want. And when all is done, when you've found that you've done all that you can do, as the spiritual song says, just stand. Just trust that it's going to happen. Let go of the way it happens. Keep your eyes on the goal. Just stand and trust. Thank you.
I started my I set my intention on a spiritual journey a little over 2 months ago. 2 years ago, a little over 2 years ago. And when this became the main focus of my life, I received this card. And it's probably something I've received it on email, but I received this card and it says, "Good morning, this is God. I will be handling all your problems today. I will not need your help, so have a good day." Woohoo! Yeah, and the last word is I love you. And I put this on my sun visor and made my intention to put lipstick on in my car every day so I would see this. Mm-hmm. And what, through that, what stood out to me the most was the I love you. And that allowed me to put my trust and my faith and to just stand and allow and receive the love. Through receiving that love and knowing that God's love, source's love, a power greater than myself, that love is greater than anything that I can imagine, that anything that I can, it's unimaginable to me. It's so great and so strong. In the trust of that, I was able to release a lot of the time my will and allow God's will. And it's made life a lot easier. I do find, I have found that for me, it's just completely changed my life. It's allowed me to go for a completely different career. It has allowed me to divorce my husband. It has allowed me to, and so many little things. For instance, this topic. I'm in another study group, and For 6 weeks, I have been focused on will. And I was speaking to Connie this last week, and she said, you know, are you still going to talk at the Sunday study group? I know you had talked about that before. I don't remember saying anything about, you know, that I would speak today. And I thought, you know, that's God's will. Yes, I will speak today. So it's opening myself up to hear God's will for me. And I have to be in a quiet place, a quiet place inside of me. It doesn't mean, it can be when there are noisy things around me and I can get centered within myself and know what direction I'm supposed to take. And today when I feel choices and I'm not sure which, I try to get into a place that is very deep within me. The intention comes with, now that I understand what God's will is for me, what do I want to get from that? For example, with the switching of the careers, going from telecom, very computer, very not a human place, to teaching, which is very, you know, it's very people-oriented. And my intention, I listened to God's will, and I thought, I know my intention is this is next year. I want to be in a thriving, healthy environment where people are coming from a place of love as compared to a place of fear. And that is the type of school that I want to work in. That is my intention. And I set out to do that, to make sure that would happen, by subbing so I would meet people, by, you know, talking to people, how do you like working here, you know, all these different things. And I started to feel like, oh my gosh, I'm not getting anywhere. And I trusted, I trust in the fact that all God wants for me is love. And if I put that intention out there, He will match it. Or I match it by the energy that I put out, because we're the same. So it's, what can get frustrating to me is that none of these things I'm speaking of happen when I want them to happen. It's all, you know, it's on a different timeline than mine. And maybe that's where I got lost years ago and would get so frustrated because I expected it the next day, the next minute. And it doesn't happen that way. I do find that, you know, a lot of times when I am, you know, I've shared before about doing my yoga, and after my yoga, asking the universe, is there anything that you've been trying to give to me that I haven't been receiving? And a lot of times I do, you know, I will get an immediate answer. And my immediate answer this morning was wait. But, so I hadn't put that together, but that's kind of funny. And then because it's coming from me through the universe, I know how that applies to my life. So a lot of times I will get the answer immediately, but I don't. But so many of those things just happen on a timeline that is so, because just like Gail was saying, how we're not of this body, we're not of this, and we're not of this timeline that we're living. We're on a timeline that's so much bigger, more like a geological, you know, I took geology last summer, and gosh, I mean, that timeline, my goodness. And that is more the timeline that we're on, and that's where my frustration can come in with my will and my intention. But when I can remember that it's all good, it's all love, and open myself up to receive it when it's there, it's great. I mean, in focusing on will this last 6 weeks, gosh, the last 3 or 4 weeks have just been incredible with will and intention. And I mean, I'm just tingling thinking about it. It's been so amazing how the more I can open myself up, the more I can receive. So, thanks.
Thank you.